This is season 8, episode 33, which we have confirmed. I'm looking at a sheet of paper that says that on there. We are finishing our Patreon-only show about Justified. And if you're not a Patreon member yet, I'm going to tell you right now why you need to go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level, because you're going to hear us talking about civics. That's right. The thing they don't teach anymore in school. We are talking about civics, specifically Gwinnett County, Georgia. And Steph is going to tell us about what it's like to attend a county commissioner's hearing.
Steph named names.
She did. She named names, talked about dogs. There's a woman who should probably be president of the United States, and she's never going to leave Gwinnett County. And I'm not mocking Steph because it's fascinating stuff. If you don't know anything about civics, fucking get it. We also talk about Justified a little bit, because that is what we do on the show. We talk about shows. But I put out, and we've been saying for a couple of weeks, if you have any ideas for us, what you would like to see on Patreon, something that you're not going to get on this show. And Roby Neely never lets you down. And I mean that. He said, hi, guys, it's me again, Margaret. I've been thinking about what I would like for you to do on Patreon. And since he's the only one, he gets to choose. I think what would appeal to me most is just you guys talking and letting go more like you used to. We don't let go anymore?
I don't know, Tim. I think maybe we are bottled up.
Bottled up?
Yeah, ever since we had to edit out my Ang Lee joke, it's been straight downhill since then.
But behind the paywall of Patreon, you don't have to worry about censoring yourselves. I didn't know that we do that, but I think maybe we do. Maybe just a 30-minute Patreon exclusive recording made before or after your regular show. Hell, content that could never get the regular feed might even help more people join Patreon. He has a point there. See if you can get F and Ira Malkin, who used to be on the show, to join once in a while for a game. Hey, Autumn Pritz Fisher could also show up once a month or something just to let the voices fly. How about Patreon exclusive interviews, pop culture related, how about having radios as a guest? I've always thought it would be great to hear the radios. Once a month, get a different radio on there, like Fuxi, Tim Allen, Kevin Jackson, Beth, Lisa, and if you're desperate, even Dean Poole, a.k.a. Rocktail Tiger. He left out Terry, and I think she'd be a good guest. You have radios from all over the world with interesting lives, so talk about those things that you normally wouldn't on your regular show. So, see, we could use more input like that from you guys, especially if you're Patreon members like Roby is, and I like that idea, so we're going to try to implement some of those things. So again, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, sign up at any level. If you come in at $25, you're a producer. You get a printout of one of my doodles, and you get a t-shirt. So without further ado, thank you to Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. My other podcast that I do is actually a radio show that is about to go into a weird phase because UGA football is coming back. So some weeks it'll be on the air, other weeks it'll just be a podcast. But I have to thank my most recent guest, who I spoke with for over an hour, Steve Gustafson from 10,000 Maniacs and the guys from Please Don't Destroy. Now, the reason their interview, the Please Don't Destroy guys, wasn't very long was because I couldn't talk about Saturday Night Live and I couldn't talk about their movie that's coming out soon. But I did talk with Steve Gustafson for quite a while. And he had a good tale about hanging out with Jerry Garcia on stage in 1989, the 4th of July, at Rich Stadium in Buffalo, and smoking weed with him, and jam bass picked it up. So,
yeah, I saw that. That was cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And, I appreciate that they picked it up and they pushed it out there. I'm sure that Steve would rather the news about Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer has joined the band, and they're working on it, and they're going to go on tour. But that's also covered if you listen to the interview. I have a new show this week with Honda Williamson. He has been in Atlanta radio for a long, long, long time. And he is also one of the voices of the Georgia Bulldogs. Very interesting. I love talking to people who've been in the market for a long time, especially radio. Radio is the thing I've loved more than anything my whole life. And I'll have more guests like that in the future. A guest I interviewed today, you ever heard of Jeff Celentano?
No.
You ever heard of a little movie called American Ninja 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1989.
Yeah.
He was the ninja.
Oh.
But He's been a director since the early 90s, and he has a new movie that comes out on August 25th. That is a Saturday. That's the day this comes out. It's called The Hill, and it's about a baseball player named Ricky Hill who made it to the minor leagues in the 70s. His dad was a preacher, didn't want him to play baseball. It's one of those family movies. So the guy who wrote it wrote Rudy and Hoosiers, but I speak with Jeff for quite a while. Now, that I recorded for the podcast. And we talk about the film, we talk about the character, we talk about the true story, how he got the film made and everything. Dennis Quaid is in it, Bonnie Bedelia, and the gal who played Raylan's ex-wife on Justified. She's in it. Like I said, that comes out today. But anyway, I asked Dustin if he would put it out because I recorded it on Zoom, so the audio will go over the radio, but the video... we're going to put up as Radio Labyrinth Presents. So that's cool. Thank you, Dustin. We're going to be doing a Halloween party at Atlanta Pizza in Euro on Sunday, October 22nd. The time is still to be determined, but odds are it'll be in the afternoon. We are trying to get guests. We are going to try to record it. And if not, we're still going to have a good time. Wear your costumes.
Bring some desserts.
Yeah, bring some desserts. Mike does an awesome job of getting the place set up, and he just puts a lot of hard work into it for us, so we appreciate that as well. So I think that's everything.
We got to get him to make some of that pizza, that secret pizza that he sent home to Dustin that one time.
What was that?
The Thai pizza?
Yeah.
Thai chicken? Yeah, it was really good.
So we record this podcast in the great city of Atlanta, and if you're paying attention, the city of Atlanta is going through a fun week. People are coming here, they're surrendering, they're getting their mugshots taken. I have to say that my favorite mugshot so far is Rudy Giuliani's. It looked like somebody kicked in the door while he was taking a shit and took it by surprise.
It's got a real 1920s look to it.
Yeah, well, they don't really have good equipment at the Fulton County Jail. And that sheriff down there, Pat Labatt, he's fixing to get a mugshot of Trump. So maybe that'll happen. That's tomorrow. We record on Wednesdays, but Donald
Trump. I say he'll be smiling.
Probably he will. Yeah. And a race to see who makes the first t-shirt. Will it be the MAGA people or will it be the anti-MAGA people?
He looks like Borat just busted in while he was trying to bang his daughter.
Yeah. That's the thing in Atlanta. If you live here, I'm sure there are people out there who are blissfully unaware of what's going on. And I envy them because I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. I'm so fucking tired of hearing about him. I'm tired of hearing about the DA. I'm just tired of it. Can we get something that's not, you know, that?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're sitting here with nothing to vote for next year. There's nothing to vote for. So.
You don't want to vote for a guy who falls asleep while people are talking about dead kids in Hawaii. Come on.
I know. What the hell's wrong with me?
I don't know. He had his mouth open like he was breathing through his mouth.
He was jet lagged.
Yeah, you're jet lagged. That's an excuse. No, that they said, no. He was showing reverence. You zoom out of that picture. Everybody is alert and awake and paying attention. He's... There's just nothing. I'd rather vote for this piece of paper. I'm going to vote for Steph. I'm going to write Steph in because at least I know that the dogs of this country will have an advocate. And they don't have that right now.
Please don't do that to me, Tom.
You're not going
to. Because my first act will be to, like, Thanos half the population.
She'll do it. Will she do it?
You could do that, would you, if you could snap your fingers? Now,
oh, yeah.
Or would you pick people? Because I don't want to go. I like where I am.
If I could pick, I would. But if I couldn't, I'd just do it anyway.
But the roll of the dice, your friends, fuck them. I have the power.
I don't give a shit. I mean, really, something's got to give. So, I mean, I feel like it would be for the betterment of everyone to lose half of them.
You're sitting there in your living room. The dogs are around you. Neil's to your left. You got the power glove on or whatever that thing's called, the Infinity Gauntlet. You're watching a movie. You snap your finger and he disappears.
I am inevitable.
Well, I won't have to watch him die, so I think that's fine.
Well, there is a bright side.
I'd prefer that.
Yes.
Because we're getting to the point now where, I mean, what's left? Death. I mean, that's all that's left. So if he just Thanos'd off into somewhere else, I don't know. I mean, when he does die, I won't have to be sad about it.
No. Now, in the Marvel world, they all come back, right? All the people that Thanos snapped.
Yeah, five years later, yeah, instantly. Years. Yeah, so, like they never left.
He comes back, hasn't aged a day. You're 5 years older.
And I'm in the full-on unfuckable 50s.
No. You got an old man that you settled with, some old guy that doesn't want to bug you for sex or any sort of intimacy. He's just there. He's a place setter. He knows how to cook, say, and he loves dogs.
Oh, okay. So you think I've replaced him with some old man?
Well, I mean, we're older, right? It's 5 years in the future. Neil hasn't aged. You snapped the gauntlet.
Right.
Would you snap it again
if he came back?
Yeah. Or would you be like, Neil, hello? And he's going to look at you and go, yeah, snap it again.
Take me back. Take me back.
I want to know, but wherever he went, maybe it was awesome. Maybe he didn't want to come back to my shit.
Yeah.
So that.
Yeah, maybe in the Thanos world, he was married to Nancy Picklebottom.
Maybe in the Thanos world, he's married to somebody who doesn't come bothering him with nonsense.
No, once you get married, that's the role of never do to your husband except for.
So right? you wouldn't Thanos? You wouldn't do it?
No, because you can't control it. I wouldn't want to lose anybody important to me. Like if you take my situation and I'm sitting watching, I don't know, Leo the truck. Or Hop Hop in Peck Peck with Gilbert, and I snap my fingers and he disappears and be very upset.
What if you can just like focus it on like China or Asia or something?
Just Thanos and all the Asians.
Yeah,
no, just Asia.
You hate Asia, just own up to it.
No, the Russians are in there.
Like the other power players, Thanos yeah. them.
I think he's revealing his latent white supremacy. That's what I think is happening. No, Jeff is the farthest from that. Then,
well, he wouldn't get rid of the Russians if that was the case.
No, well, no, they're Eurasian.
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, those Ukrainians, I do see a lot of Nazi symbols.
Genghis Khan plundered Russia, that whole area. He went in and out of there more than John Holmes.
It's those goddamn Mongolian again!
I'm just going to move to Denmark and then Thanos everybody else.
Okay, go to Denmark.
Well, let me get there first, Jeff. Because I've always wanted to have their cheese and bread.
You can order that shit on eBay.
I want it fresh.
Or HelloFresh.
No, I want it from there.
By HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh right now and sign up for one of their many different programs. Use code word Radio Labyrinth. And at HelloFresh, you'll get a box of Bombas socks. You'll get a whole list of therapists you can sign up to get therapy from. And then you'll get a box of Blue Chew. So your dick will be hard while you're eating HelloFresh.
The socks are just made out of Blue Chew. So if you chew on the sock,
yes, you can chew on the sock. And then you can masturbate into the sock.
And on a Casper mattress.
Put it in the HelloFresh box and leave it on your neighbor's porch. And they're going to go, I didn't order HelloFresh, but I'm going to open it because the food might go bad. And they're going to open it up and there might be like, you don't know everything you're getting from HelloFresh. So it'd be like some vegetable that you're like, oh, fuck this. And you leave the vegetable in there and it's wrapped in cum-filled socks.
Come on.
Is it close for you?
I mean, it wasn't until then.
Killing your husband with the Infinity Gauntlet, and I'm talking about doing a favor for your neighbor.
Yeah, but that's not gross. That's not gross to. And I didn't kill him. He went somewhere. You act like
that.
You snap and he's dead. He's not dead.
Okay, you know that he's not going to die. You're just sending him to another universe. Mm-hmm. How is that worse, or how is that nicer than giving your neighbor vegetables that you don't want and socks that you don't want? Because you.
With jism?
I said soiled.
I didn't like, I mean, like I didn't skeet on Neil and then Thanos him away.
That, what a way to go, though.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, this is not the email I wanted to get from HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
What a fantasy to have that many downloads to incur that type of sponsorship.
You would lose them immediately if you did a commercial like that.
Well, yeah. They couldn't handle it.
No. You guys excited about Frasier coming back in October?
Yeah.
Frasier has re-entered the building. Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
I did a rewatch of Cheers not too long ago, and because of that, I decided to delve into Frasier. And Cheers is so amazing. It's so good.
All the lessons of Cheers you watched.
Yeah, I mean, the last little bit was a little crazy and zany. I kind of gave up whenever Rebecca was full-on nuts and all that.
Frasier's character arc is great. He starts out being like this milquetoast little doofus.
Mm-hmm.
You know she is with because Diana's with because he's the complete opposite of Sam. And then she jilts him, and he turns into this surly alcoholic and becomes the best character on the show.
So funny. I mean,
no.
This show, for as old as it is, the humor is not dated at all. No. It's very funny still. So I thought I'd go ahead and watch Frasier again, and I got maybe two episodes in. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Frasier, triple show. And he won, 10,000 Emmys?
Yeah.
And I liked it when it was out, but now to go back and watch it, it's not a good rewatch to me anyway. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, well, the side characters aren't as good as the side characters were on Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Not even close.
The interactions with Roz, his interactions with his father, and Niles are good. But pretty much anything outside of that, I never really dug. But now he's left Seattle. Now he's in Boston. I don't know if he's on the radio or if he's a teacher. But his kid with Lilith is on the show. She's going to be on the show. What's her name again? I forget.
Baby New Earth.
Yeah, Baby New Earth. And she's great. I like her. I'm going to
His daughter voices Summer on Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no Niles. So what does David Hyde Pierce have better going on than he did?
What's he doing?
Heather Frazier?
And his dad, who was awesome. Yeah. That actor, I forget what that actor's name is.
Dead.
Yeah.
I know. I liked him, too.
Is Daphne going to be on there?
I don't think so.
Is Bulldog going to be on there?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. What the hell are they even bothering doing this?
Is he with Roz? Is that how the show ended up? He got together?
I don't know. I stopped watching Frasier after four or five seasons.
Here. Same here. But Roz, I guess we'll find out. But he must be doing a radio show if Roz is with him. Either they're together as a couple or...
she's his producer.
Right. And I'm sure a radio will tell us. So anyway, I'm going to check it out. The first two episodes are going to air on CBS, and then it goes to Paramount Plus. Let's see. And I haven't really been watching a lot of television because I have TikTok now, and that's where I look down and I start swiping through TikTok, swiping, swiping, swiping. And then I look and it's 3 hours later. Am I the only one this happens to?
That's why I don't open it. I don't mess with it. If I do, I'll look at one thing that somebody tagged me in or some crap, or they sent me a video, and then I get the fuck out of there as quick as I can.
Snatch and grab. I send you things that I think you'll enjoy.
And I did. And that comedian, she was so funny.
Wasn't she? She was hilarious.
Very funny. But as soon as I watched it, I got the hell out.
Yeah. You know, I found with TikTok that if you watch one brunette with big boobs for 2 seconds, they want you to watch all of them.
Mm. Yeah, that's such a horrible, horrible thing to have happen.
It is. I don't want that in my feed. I'm not a misogynist. I'm not sexist. I don't look at women as pieces of meat or objects. I'm a married man with a son and a good, solid Christian.
And you prefer redheads.
I do like redheads.
It's practically a Puritan.
Mm-hmm. I also like porcelain skin brunettes with gigantic breasts. No, I don't. But TikTok just heard me say that. And when I get home, there'll be 1,000 of them. I don't want to see that kind of thing in my feed. So I do, I will hit just the dare.
Forward them to me and then you'll be done with it.
All right. I'll forward them to Jeff. But the cool thing on TikTok this week is, you know, we had Jeff Richards. Comedian Jeff Richards, one of the best impressionists in the entire country. And he has that really cool thing on his YouTube channel where he does deepfakes on the characters that he does. He does one of the best Gary Buseys. I like mine too, and I'm not going to besmirch my own. I think I do an okay, passable one, but I don't have the AI technology to deepfake it. He did an interview, and I don't even remember who he was talking to, but he did a whole interview with Gary Busey. And one of the clips is him talking about buttered sausage.
Let's talk about buttered sausage. Talk about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does. Why is it doing what it's doing? Get it out of my face. What about buttered? buttered sausage.
It's not your jam. It's not your thing. You don't like it?
It's not my jam. I don't buy jam. I buy honey, and I kiss it on the lips.
It fascinated me so much by how viral it went. People were clipping it and using it on videos, non sequitur type of things. And there's just hundreds and hundreds of these videos. It's on Instagram. It's on YouTube Shorts. It's on this. And none of them tag him in it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not one of them. I did, which he didn't respond to. I don't care. But he didn't. I do kind of care. When you tag somebody in something and they don't, you know, like it, you kind of like, oh, damn. It got me thinking about a lot of things on TikTok. Some of the most successful people on TikTok who aren't personalities or influencers are just reposting other people's shit. And they get 150,000 likes and views and stuff like that. I think it's weird.
You know, it is. I mean, it's as weird as people paying money to watch another kid play a video game.
Oh, I get why people do that. That's sports for Gen Z.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to just play it yourself.
Well, I would love to play video games. I don't have time. I guess if it's a story that I would find interesting, like I always wanted to watch a playthrough of Red Dead Redemption.
They're on there. They're on TikTok. Yeah.
My favorite live show streaming right now on TikTok is this Asian guy who says, "Bother me at work." And he just sits there at his computer. And then if you tip a rose, which is one coin, it'll make a fart noise. And I sit there and I'll hit the coin like 30 times. And then the farts go for like 2 minutes. So I got to get back to watching TV, don't I?
Yeah, isn't The Sopranos running again?
Always this. You have the.
Have you seen the? In that same vein, there's channels. It's on 24/7 live, and they're sleeping.
Yeah,
and then they have a giant television. Yeah, and you're just supposed to like keep them up all night long. It's ridiculous.
Anything for money. The things that bother me the most on TikTok are the NPCs. Oh, thank you. Ooh, a rose. Oh, ooh, yum.
Nah, I hate those.
Except for one. I like one channel. I'm not going to say what it is because I'm not a misogynist.
More platform just got enough followers to go live. They did their first live today.
Who?
The More trivia game that I play.
Oh, they have a platform, a social media platform?
Yeah. Well, that's the name of the app, the More platform.
So you're going to be doing nothing but playing trivia all day?
No, there's only two games a day. But today they hit their follower count so they could go live.
Oh, on TikTok, you mean?
Yeah.
How much money have you made off of this app?
Probably a couple $100, man.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do with it all?
Drugs.
One of the other people that you see constantly because it's going viral, and we talked about it last week, maybe Oliver Anthony. You know, the
I didn't see any of his stuff on TikTok.
Really? I guess it's algorithmic.
I got my algorithm trained better than that.
Yes, Oliver Anthony, who put out the anthem, Richmond, north of Richmond, and of course this week, millionaire socialist Billy Bragg retorted, saying, "Don't punch down." I think we can all agree not to punch down. But you know what I'm talking about, Jeff?
Yeah, he said join the union.
And I was thinking about that. You know, joining a union, if you are a government employee, is a good thing. If you're a teacher, if you work for UPS. In UPS, those drivers are in a union because they work really hard bringing you shit that you order from China that you're too lazy to go to the store and get.
Yeah. Now, the UAW, they're doing a practice strike tonight.
Yeah. Well, those are auto workers. Things like that, yes. But everything else, like Amazon, these people that work at Amazon, we're going to start a union. Okay, well, you know what Bezos is going to do immediately is he's going to put a fucking drone in there and then 10 of you are fired. And then that drone will pick everything up. And then now they got drones delivering shit down the street. Yeah, well, they have these drones that are going through cities now. And guess what? They're being robbed. And
yeah.
I don't care. If you're not paying somebody and you're making $1 billion every 10 seconds and you have a little tank, a little cooler with wheels and a robot face bringing people shit, you deserve to get robbed. Am I wrong? Right? I don't know.
We didn't learn from Hitchbot like, what, 12 years ago?
If they'll steal the shit off your front porch, they'll fucking, of course they'll steal it off a robot.
I saw it. It was like on Patton Oswalt's Instagram. He had a video where he was, I guess he was at a Pinkberry or something, which he first was creeped out by the fact that there was nobody in there. It was completely automated, which he felt was very weird. And then he goes outside and he goes, and then look at this shit. And he videotaped these robots going by, going down Sunset with, you know, hot cookies in their bellies, taking them places. And he goes, and this just made me sad. Like, I feel like this is the end of something.
Yeah, it is.
Civilization.
It's the end of, you're in high school and you want to save up money to buy a car, or you already have a car that your parents bought for you and they want you to buy your own gas, or you want to buy, I guess you don't need to buy a record because you're not going to the record store, because there's no record store, there's no mall, there's no place to go hang out with your friends. So you go home and you get online and you look at Pornhub and you jack off, and then you get on TikTok, maybe jack off again, and then you talk to your friends online, then you game. That's the world we live in now. And you want to go to Pinkberry, you all going to hop in the car and go, nah, you're going to call Uber Eats, or you're going to go there and there's nobody there. You're not going to get a job there. All these places, McDonald's is going to be that way. Shake Shack.
How do these people afford it? Fucking all these food delivery places that cost twice as much as going to the restaurant and getting the food.
I don't do it anymore. It's too expensive. Yeah. Wait.
They get shit at work all the time. Okay. And you know, we're not ballers. And I think to myself, what the hell are you DoorDashing? Every day they DoorDash. And I mean, to me, it's like, have you ever been sitting there and you'll get the whole DoorDash order, you'll get it all together, and then it gets to the total, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm not doing shit.
Get 30 fucking cheeseburger.
Yeah. I talk myself out of it when I get to the total. And if I don't talk myself out of it, then I know that this is just Fatty's way, and she's going to have it. And I'll just accept it.
Well, it all depends on how intoxicated one is.
That's right.
I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, now we can get beer and wine delivered.
But not cigarette. Stupidest thing on earth. Oh, I can bring you wine. I can bring you weed. I can bring you this and that and that.
GoPuff used to bring you smokes. I don't know if they still do.
Illegal in Georgia.
Oh, really?
I think what they should do is combine to where these kids can still have that after school job, but instead you have like a... like an AI type of situation where you put like the helmet and the gloves on, all that stuff. The robot is still taking the food, but you're controlling it. So if somebody tries to rob it, then you pull out like a little Bowie knife and stab it.
Lightsaber.
You don't need a lightsaber, but you're a robot, so you can just use that metallic handle.
Where you just bitch slap them.
Yeah.
But you're still in there. You're controlling the robot. So then it's like a combo. You know, they have the job. And then, the robot's doing the work.
You're recruited by the military to start flying drones.
This is a plot of like Johnny Mnemonic or something.
Oh. Everybody needs to have a job where you're going to end up like Britney Spears, dancing like a fool in a bikini, looking completely deranged.
Britney alone.
Oh, that's past. Britney needs Britney needs family around her at this time. Family around her, people that care about her.
Her husband back?
Yes. Well, that guy's gone.
Which we knew that was going to happen.
Fourth marriage, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Listen, the smartest man of any of them that she's dated is K-Fed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I knock her up twice. And he has the kids, which I think is probably the best thing. They live in Hawaii. He's not a rapper anymore. He just gets all that sweet Britney Spears money and takes care of the kids.
Do you think that's what Sam was trying to do? He was trying to like get her in her last birthing years. And
get it. Eggs left.
Maybe that's what he was thinking, though. It's like, maybe I can get her, if I can get one more of these cash cows out of her. If I can just get this cash cow and then I can be on my way. And then he's like, I can't even wait that long. I can't even do it.
Baby. Look at her. That you posted a video, some Instagram video of hers. She looks maniacal. It's not even, she's a good dancer, but in this she's looking.
It's the same thing. I mean, when you go through her feed over and over and over, and I don't care if it's 5,000 degrees out, she's got these boots on. She's got two pairs of boots, a white pair and a black pair.
Yeah.
And she just alternates between these two pairs of boots and these
The single pair of panties that she never changes?
The single pair, yes. The single pair, and then like it's some sort of a peasant blouse.
I've watched every single blouse. Watched every single one of these videos, and I've never noticed any boots at all.
So, you know, and, you know, obviously we all age. It makes me sick. But she, when you look at older pictures of her, when there was still like some light in there.
Yeah.
There's a difference. There's a total difference. It's not just that she's younger and everything. It's just that there's something there that isn't there now.
She's like one of those veteran strippers at the strip club that just should have left 20 years ago, but she's still there. She's just got that dead space in her eyes.
I just looked at her on TikTok. She's got another one.
She's crushing beer cans with her boobs.
She's spinning again, Tim?
I don't
think. It's always spinning.
Like four videos on her channel, so maybe she either just started it or quit doing it.
Oh, she must have just started it.
So before we get to, you know, all her TV and views and snooze and things like that, Steph wants to do ayahuasca.
I want to do ayahuasca, man. So badly.
Why? Do you know that's a commitment?
Yeah, I know. And I know that, like, I wouldn't be fixed probably after the first retreat. I'd probably have to go to, like, two to, like, really get something
done. What's the damage on that, I think, Steph? I tried looking through the website. How much does it cost to do it?
I don't know, Jeff. They're very, like, you have to call, I think. Yeah. They're not
going to
tell you.
Where's it located?
It's going to be $1,000 minimum, I bet.
That one's in North Georgia, but I don't think that it's legit because there's another company that is legit, and they say that it's illegal. So any retreats that are in the States, they're not legal.
So that's the last thing you want to get is busted when you're on ayahuasca.
Right. But it should be legal. It's totally, you know, it's a plant. I don't know why, but yeah, I want to do it because I want to figure out, you know, how to unlock some potential and like crush my traumas and finally achieve my potential.
You can't do that just by, you know, buckling down and giving up all your vices. And why do you need some crazy drug?
Don't talk to me, troll. Don't talk to me,
Red Doesn't Box. The Red Box poop ayahuasca?
You can come over to my house. And you'll trip balls for days and you'll find yourself. Jeff, come over and find yourself. Just suck my ass.
No.
As I is, he will help you fast. Eat some mushrooms, take some ass juice. I don't really care.
Have you taken ayahuasca?
Have I?
Yes.
Yes, I've taken it several times.
And what did you see?
How do you think my hair got this way? When I was younger, I was, you know, kind of shy, and I was upset with life, and I didn't really have a lot of bravado and stuff, you know? So what happened was I went to this retreat with a couple of other trolls. I think, let's see, there was the Pepsi machine troll, the Lay's potato chips troll. You know, all vending machines have trolls in them. You really don't want to meet French Tickler troll. He lives in a truck stop.
In the bathroom.
He does. He lives in the bathroom, and he's the one that climbs out of the condom dispenser and writes, "Wipe hands on pants."
In every bathroom in the world.
That's one of their jobs, you know. Steph wouldn't know that because she doesn't go into men's rooms anymore. And so, yeah, she retired. But there's the troll in the bathrooms at truck stops and such, and, you know, gas stations or whatever. Wherever they sell rubbers in a, you know, put 50 cents in it and you get a rubber you're never going to use unless, you know, the guy isn't clean. Anyway, so what happens is the troll that lives in that machine comes out, and his only job, other than to make sure that the condoms are constantly there, is to scratch with some sort of knife or a key, wipe hands on pants on the air dryer. Because air dryers never work. Not even those fancy Dyson ones. You know, you put your hands in this little purple thing. You think it's going to get sliced off. You think you're watching Flash Gordon and someone's going to, you know, sting you.
I like that in the ladies.
No.
It really works in the ladies.
I've been in several ladies' restrooms. They're nicer. They have Tampax machines and places.
Yeah, you don't want to meet that troll either.
No, that troll. Nope.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. He is a
bitch. Oh, he's a bitch.
We can take any gender we want, but we live in a world where you don't have to. You know, it's not that difficult Anyway, so yes, I've done ayahuasca, I think 48 times, maybe 39. I did ayahuasca once when I was in prison, in troll jail, but that's okay because no one bugs you. I did it once in a Kroger, and I spent 4 days in the freezer. All I did was eat ice cream sandwiches.
Well, did you purge?
What do you mean purge? After I took the ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Yeah, I threw up in the dumpster.
Because they say some people even, they defecate.
Well, yeah, I defecate anyway. But I saw God when I opened the dumpster after vomiting. I saw God, and this is the Kroger in Midtown. And you don't want to know what God was doing with the other guy at that. He was showing him the light.
What if Steph took ayahuasca and then had some sort of altered state situation and she came back and she's like half primitive human and half Steph?
I'd say, hey, you sort of look like Blair Brown. Steph, if you want to, you know, do some ayahuasca, why don't you come with me? And we'll go to the mountains and I'll find an ayahuasca tree. Then we'll do some ayahuasca.
I'll go with you, but you can't. You have to speak in a different voice the entire time.
You're ripping your face off, so I'll be whatever voice you want. Pick one right now and I'll do a voice.
Shelby Foote.
Way back in the 1860s, there was a bunch of guys who had come down from Pennsylvania. They was with a corps from Gettysburg, and they had just finished wrapping up. You know, they took Gettysburg, and so the President Lincoln said, "Why don't you send them boys down south to finish mopping up?" You know, so they made their way down to South Carolina, see, and they have ayahuasca down there, and a bunch of them Southern boys did ayahuasca, and then what happened was they decided that they didn't want to be part of a rebellion anymore, and they tried to come back up north, and when they did, they were thrown into the Elmira Penitentiary with all the Confederate soldiers. And then they gave some ayahuasca to Jeff Davis, and he started dressing like a woman. Ape. You know, he was on a train, and he dressed up like a woman and like the little bitch that he was. Of course, he is immortalized on Stone Mountain, and I fully support them knocking that down. But it's just like a big orange boil on society to see them Southerners up there. But, you know, I guess you could say that it's more about pride.
I just want to know, Shelby, have you done ayahuasca?
I've never done ayahuasca, but I have smoked DMT. That's always what I have in my pipe.
What happens when you smoke DMT?
You see the spirit people. I had the goat-headed spirit person take me on a journey. I sat back and I saw Confederate flags everywhere. I saw more Confederate flags. And then the spirit people told me that I should probably stop doing this because I'm sick.
Well, I think that I would want to do ayahuasca with Shelby Foote Troll. I'd be into that.
What's that?
I said I'd want to do ayahuasca with Shelby Foote Troll.
Trust me, you don't.
Why? I think it would be a blast.
I had some ayahuasca. It was given to me by one of the savages we captured in Texas. We sat around a campfire eating raw meat that we killed ourselves. Tore that buffalo to shreds with our bare teeth. I believe one of the savages made love to it. Now, I'm not talking about Native Americans. They're just these savage people that lived in East Texas.
It was a bunch of like a bunch of Nels.
Jodie Foster. I said Jodie Foster. Where's my mind tonight? So I had sex with all the Jodie Foster looking savages from East Texas. And then there were a bunch of Nell troll babies. We called them trails. Arthur, I made love to 500 different Nell. These of me, yours, Troll E. McGillicuddy.
Hi, It's Tim here from Radio Labyrinth. I'm going to read an ad, and I hope you enjoy it. I'd like to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Euro, our longtime sponsor, and thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Summer is in full swing, and we have some local craft beers for you to enjoy. Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Gosa is a tasty, refreshing sour ale that's a thirst-quenching delight served ice-cold on draft. Sounds good, doesn't it? They've also added another tasty local brew, Creature Comfort's Classic City Lager. Sounds tasty. That is also now available on draft. They also have Landshark Lager to round out their updated summer beer selection, and I expect we'll be getting a new slew of beers just in time for fall.
Pumpkin Spice City one.
Atlanta Pizza in Euro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are, family-friendly atmosphere. Now, come-as-you-are and family-friendly are the key things to figure out here, because come-as-you-are means one thing, family-friendly means another, but you put them together, they work perfectly. Dine-in and takeout available, limited delivery also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. Okay? I don't even know where I'm looking here. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturdays, 12 to 9, and closed on Sunday. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
News. Ahsoka. Anybody watch it yet? I watched the first two.
Did you guys like it?
I liked it.
Yeah. I thought that if you're not a fan of or haven't watched the cartoon series, you might take the first half of the episode to catch up.
It's a lot of cartoon lore.
Yeah. Steph, are you going to watch it?
I'm still watching Dawson's Creek, so.
And number two, You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah on Netflix. This is the new Adam Sandler movie with Adam Sandler and like his whole family.
That's Sandler, I'll probably watch.
Daughter, she was struck with the Oliphants, where she looks like him. And it's not good. It's not a good thing.
Willis?
She looks just like Sandler with a wig on. It's almost creepy. I have a hard time looking at her.
The Gap Girls?
The daughter, yeah. She totally looks like one of the Gap Girls. You're right.
Leave me alone, I'm hungry.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
And then Archer final season starts this week. Anybody gonna tune in for the final season?
5 years ago.
It's still funny.
I imagine it is. You can't go wrong with the people on that show.
Yeah.
I'll give that one a views.
Yeah, it's the final season. You might as well watch them.
Why not? All right. Stamp picks. I'll do mine real quick because it's going to bore everybody to tears. I started reading The Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
A little light reading there, Tim?
Yes. So that's my stamp pick.
That sounds great.
Yes. Or Britney Spears on TikTok.
Yeah, there you go. That's a better stat pick.
Mine's also a book. As You Wish, The Inconceivable Tales of the Making of the Princess Bride by Cary Elwes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just started it, and it's cool. I like all the, you know, it's just basically a bunch of good old, you know, stories behind the scenes and trivia and lots of stuff.
Andre the Giant shit.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know they were, which they touched on it in the book, and I went and done some research myself. But, yeah, I didn't realize that the Fire Swamp was basically remade from Dagobah, from Yoda's planet. They use the same sets.
Oh, wow. Now you think about it. Now that you say that and you picture it in your head, it makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, it's available on Audible. That's where I got it. As You Wish by Cary Elwes.
Jeffrey?
Mine was just Martin Short and Steve Martin on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Oh, that's probably funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
I sort of stopped listening to Fly on the Wall because those guys just step on each other the whole time. I love them both, and I think it's funny, but they really do step all over their guests and on each other.
I think it's because of Zoom.
Yeah.
They're just not broadcast professionals. They're like comedians, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get together.
Yeah, the ones that they do with the person in the room are better.
Right.
My step pick, it's a movie. It's on Prime right now. It came out in 2022. It's called Bones and All, and it is gory as hell.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tripped out, weird ass movie about these cannibals, only it's more like, it's not a choice.
Yeah.
It's an affliction that they have. They can't help it. And this little girl, her dad finally, he can't take it anymore. He bails on her. And so then she ends up on her own trying to figure out what the hell to do with herself because, you know, you end up killing people. People are going to figure it out sooner or later. And then she discovers that with Mark Rylance, which he's such a good actor, he finds her, he smells her. They're eaters is what he calls them. And the eaters can smell other eaters. And so they kind of like pack up and snack on people. But then it turns into a love story. She meets the young, roguish Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, I bet.
And who is also a cannibal.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's Cannibal Near Dark?
Yes. Yes, yes. So I highly recommend. I'm not done with it yet, but I'm so into it. And it's set in the late 80s. And so it really is like a Near Dark. Because it is very authentically like late 80s and all that other stuff. So
does it have that weird kid from Near Dark who never grew up?
You know what? I haven't got to the kids yet, but I do think there is a weird kid in this. But anyway, it's called Bones and All. And I promise you, watch just the first 4 minutes of this movie. By minute four, I was going, oh my God. It was.
Dude, Sean Bridgers is in it too.
Yes, yes. Sean Bridgers, former guest of Radio Labyrinth.
Joshua John Miller is who I'm talking about, who played Homer.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about that weird dude. I guess he doesn't look so weird now, but he looked weird when he was young.
Yeah, he did look weird then.
He's a little brother of...
Jason Patrick?
Yeah, it's his brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He has the same thing that Patrick Swayze's brother has.
Yeah. Yeah, the sad lookalikes. Yeah.
All righty. Tell us about Barkville. Anything new?
My Polly Walnuts got adopted, and so he's gone now. And he's with his daddy. He was out doing little sales calls with his daddy the other day. So we're really happy for him. And I've already committed to a new foster, but we are not going to get her until the end of September. She had been at Walton County too long. She was on the list. They were going to give her the old choppy chop. I said, if you guys can find some place to put her for a month, I'll get her whenever because I have jury duty at the end of the month when I get back from whatever. So a lady stepped up and she agreed to hang on to her for a few weeks until I can take her. And her name is Leela. And we named her after Leela from Futurama.
You have one eye?
No, no. She actually looks just like Polly and acts just like Polly. Shy, timid, little scaredy pants or whatever. So
get her all fixed up.
We'll get her all fixed up, get her all set up. So that'll be our next one. And I would say that, you know, BarkvilleDogRescue.org, even if you didn't want to commit to like being a foster, we could really use people that would just do it for a couple of weeks at a time sometimes. Or if you would babysit a dog for a week while somebody's on vacation, that would help us so much because the boarding costs are outrageous.
Absolutely.
So if you would just throw us some money and, you know, we're hanging on there. A lot of the rescues are folding. I'm seeing it happen left and right. They're folding left and right. So we are still hanging on. I don't know how long, but we definitely need donations and all that kind of stuff. So please, if you could, BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week with another episode of Radio Labyrinth. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.